Just like on Shabbos and Yontov, we have a special key of Haskara. We had Ritzei Yalo V'Yavo. There's a, as well, the minhag is to add Awanisim, both in davening as in benching. So if you forget Awanisim in davening, so you're not chozer. What about if you forget Awanisim in benching? So that's not as simple. In other words, the shaila is in general, let's say Shabbos, Yontov, do you have to go back if you forget Ritzei, or do you have to go back if you forget Yalo V'Yavo? So it depends. There's one rule of thumb. You just have to know what the facts are. But the rule of thumb is, if you have a chiyuv suda, i.e. you have to have bread, so then, generally speaking, so then you have to be chozer. But if you don't have to have bread, so therefore you don't have to go back. So for instance, on Shabbos, you forget Ritzei, so you have to repeat benching. Unless Shalashedis is an exception. Why? Since there are those Rishonim who say you could be Yotze with Mini Targima. Other things you don't need them to have bread, so therefore you don't have to be Chozer. On Yontov as well, when you have a Chiyav Suda, you have to go back. Rosh Chodesh, there is no Chiyav Suda. It's praiseworthy, you don't repeat. There's a whole Deshaila in Rosh Hashanah, so I'm going to be used to fast. And therefore, in Rosh Hashanah, because Shemei Hadin. The Deshaila is, what about on Purim? So, is there a Chiyav Suda? So, there's definitely a Chiyav to eat. By a Suda, is there a Chiyav to have bread on Purim? So the minig is two, but that's a debate. It's a machokas, whether you have to have bread at the Purim Suda. You have to have a Purim Suda, whatever, colloquial speaking. But it's a shiloh if you have to have bread. So that's the issue. As the Magen Avraham others point out, that's the issue, whether you have to repeat Al Hanisim. If there's a Chiyav Suda with bread on Purim, so then you have to go back. If there isn't, then you don't go back. So it was, I think the Shach, others write, it's a Sveika Dedina. And the post can talk about, maybe not the Shach, others, some talk about whether it's a Sveika Dedina and whether you have to go back. So therefore it's better not to forget, so you don't have to avoid the Shach. I guess if you do forget, so it's probably Mako, because it's not benching, because that gets into the other Shach. Well, we assume that what happened if you benched and left out Yalo V'Yavo, Awanisim, so we still consider it that you were Yotze benching, so it's only Chiyav Askara, that's only a Din D'Rabbanan at best, so you wouldn't go back. But since it's a Shaila, and others say that's the way the Magen Avraham learns, Aruch HaShulchan learns, now everyone agrees that you have a Chiyav to have bread, Chiyav Pas, Sudas Mitzvah, you have a Chiyav Pas. Aye, what about the Shaila? So that's a separate colloquial issue. Whether when they set up Awanisim, was it set up as a Rishus? Was it set up that you have to have part of the Suda, as a Chiyav Suda? That's a local debate on whether you have to repeat benching or not. But everyone agrees it's a Chiyav Suda with Pas. And the way the Magen Avraham learns is the Pashtus, that is the issue. As it is by the other halakhas, if you have a chiyuv pas, so then you go back. If you don't have a chiyuv pas, you don't go back. Sveika Dedina. So it's best to try to remember and say Awanisim.